Hello. So happy to see everyone today. We're grateful that you've joined us as we celebrate another Sunday in the season of Advent. And as always, we will begin with prayer. Father God, we thank you for Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit and your very presence in our service today in this time with you. We ask that you would bless the words that are spoken, certainly the words as they are heard, that each one of us would receive the message that you have prepared for each one. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen. The title of today's message is Hear What I Say. Have you had someone say to you, "Here, you hear what I'm saying? Are you listening?" Maybe it was a parent, or maybe it was someone trying to get your attention, but are you hearing what I say is kind of the pretext or the focus that we want to take off with this message. What positive words of affirmation would you like to have said to you or about you? Have you ever thought of that? What kind of words would you like to hear? You might think this is an epitaph. It's not. I would like you to think about today. Today's message, as it is given today, is for you. What would you like to hear about you? Many of us have experienced 2020 as a year that has brought us to the brink of disaster, and for some, tipped us over into a pit of darkness, depression, and despair. I'll have to be very honest. There's times this year that it has been extremely depressing for me. Not being able to do or be with family members, or just the very restrictions of being together. I like to be out amongst people, and this year has not been conducive to that. So it has been a tough year, and many of you have experienced different aspects that make it difficult for you as well. You know, we wonder how much deeper we will go into this pit before things get better. Yet here we are today finding ourselves in another Sunday of Advent, and Advent is a joyous time of the year. It is a wonderful message that comes through each week. This today is the third Sunday of Advent, and we ponder the miracle of joy. As we ponder that and the joy and the euphoria that can come from that, let us not forget the people in our community who may feel alienated because they don't celebrate Christmas. And remember those who are feeling lonely and isolated. You may know of some of those. Spiritual gift of joy is something which isn't based on our circumstances, our physical circumstances. Think about that. Let that sink in. It is because joy's roots go much deeper than the everyday situations of our life. It is God's will that we always rejoice. He wants us to have a deeper inner joy, which will carry us through the most difficult times of our lives, enabling us to bear up under unbearable struggles and losses. Again, many of you may reflect on having those situations this year, the struggles and the losses. Advent should cause us to seek those who are struggling, to notice them, be aware. This is a season that should compel us to reach out to those pushed to the margins. Jesus described his mission in today's text, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 4, and verses 8 through 11. I will be using the Holman Christian Standard Bible as I reflect on scriptures today. Going to Isaiah 61 and verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners. Verse 2. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of our God's vengeance to comfort all who mourn. He is bringing good news. Jesus Christ is bringing that good news. As a parallel to this, Dr. Luke in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 20, I want to read those quickly. This is where he refers to and kind of paraphrases Isaiah 61. So in Luke 4, verse 16, when Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. Jesus stood up to read. Think about the context of this. This is Nazareth, where he was brought up. The people there would know who he was. They knew him as a carpenter's son and probably saw him in the synagogue many, many times. But here he is standing up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. Key point to that. A scroll is just a round set of paper. It's continuous and it just scrolls out. Keep in mind, there were no chapter and verses. There were no page numbers. If I look in this section and I want to find Luke 4, verse 17, it's going to have Luke, the number 4, and verse 17. In a scroll, that isn't the case. So he rolled out the scroll, and this is what he read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recover of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. Again, good news. And that came from Isaiah. In verse 19 of Luke 4, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. This applies to us too. We heard the scripture today. Remember, they knew, or they recognized Jesus from his youth. They knew who he was. Yet here he is sharing good news and applying it to them. The purpose of the Word, the Son of God, coming into our humanity is to bring humanity out of the deep, dark hole of evil, sin, and death in which we placed ourselves. Humanity from the garden has selected the direction that it goes. Jesus, in his life, death, resurrection, and ascension brings us, as we trust in him, into a new place where we find healing, hope, freedom, and transformation. I know that's a lot in one sentence, but the concept of knowing that Jesus is there, he is here for us, to bring us, to heal us, to hope, the freedom, and the transformation. Back in Isaiah 61 and verse 10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. Isaiah is describing what Christ will do for us, what we could not do, save ourselves. He brings us into a right relationship with himself and one to another. Through Jesus Christ, he draws us to him and we can come closer to one another. We turn away from ourselves and our own ways to do things and our own ability to save ourselves, and we turn to Jesus Christ in faith. Our focus is now on Jesus. That's where our identity, our focus, our direction all derive from Jesus. We simply need to trust him. Continue to pray and give thanks and rejoice. This is our hope, our peace. It is also our joy on this day of Advent, this third Sunday of joy. Whatever may happen, we are not alone. We're not isolated. We have Jesus with us. God is with us, working things out for our best and caring for us. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is focused on what works best for you? From the beginning of this message, why us? Have you thought about what you would want to hear about you? What words could be said about you that you would just love to hear? 1 John 3 and verse 1. Look at how great a love the Father has given us that we should be called God's children. And we are children of God. Does this give great joy? I hope so. That is an awesome thing to know that we are a child of God. Do you see those around you as children of God? Do you see your neighbors, your family members, extended people around the world as children of God? God loves us all. To be called a child of God is the greatest words to be spoken to us. And we need to praise God and we thank him for it. Can you imagine the reality of someone that is so deep in despair, if they can grasp the magnitude of what it is to be a child of God, how that may pick them up, the reality of being that child. As we keep our eyes on the heavenly realities, on Jesus Christ, who is walking with us, we will be filled with an unexplainable joy that is grounded in the presence and person of God himself. Our joy isn't based on our circumstances. Our joy comes from Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept complete, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will do for you. Our joy comes from Jesus Christ. Jesus also provided a way for us to connect with him in a very special manner, and that is through the elements of the Lord's Supper. I want to begin this portion of the service by reading an adaptation from Galatians 2 and verse 20 by James B. Torrance. We offer ourselves to the Lord, and yet it is not we who offer, but Christ, who has offered himself for us and who is our offering. And the offering which we now make in the flesh, we make by the faithfulness of him who loves us and gave himself for us. That night in the upper room, Jesus would have taken the bread and he would pause as we will, and we thank God and ask for his blessing. Father, as we partake of these elements, we ask that you would just bless this bread, that you would nourish us, keep us safe, and that we remember Jesus. He then took and broke the bread, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He then took the cup and again held it. Father, we thank you for your continued blessing, and we ask that you would bless this fruit of the vine. We thank you that Jesus poured out his body, his blood for us. We ask that you would continue to help us always remember. And then he lifted the cup and said, "Take, drink, this is my blood spilled for you." As we continue in the season of Advent, we are thankful you have joined with us. If you have comments or a question, please reach out to us at gcderby.org or on our Facebook page at Grace Communion Derby. Father, Son, and Spirit, we thank you for your love for us. Amen.